And how did it go, Derek?
Good. I think it went great. You know, we had a great turnout last night. You know, we're joined by Consumers Energy CEO Patty Poppe, who brought her own exciting news about the Smart Energy District going in downtown. So we had, you know, Rick Walton there and, you know, Tim Curtis from the School of the Arts. Arlene Robinson, the vice mayor, got up and spoke too. So it was a lot of great energy, great activity, and great excitement, I think, for the city.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to hear all of it, but I did notice about halfway through you moved from downtown into the neighborhoods, and I know a lot of people asked you about that on the campaign trail.
Yeah, well, I think that you know, people are really excited about the energy and the movement that's going on downtown with the new developments, both market rate housing and developments and also, you know, low to mod income. But, you know, because we've been able to concentrate some of that to really foster some future development, more jobs moving into the city, you know, people want to know when that progress is going to come out into their neighborhoods, into the side streets and things like that. So that's something that we talked about last night. You know, it's going to start to come out through the major arterial streets that are, you know, the inroads into Jackson and into downtown, Kibbe Road, Elm, Cooper. You know, we're going to be, you know, continuing our work out along those areas and then out into the neighborhoods. And part of that effort first involves cleaning up the neighborhoods, getting rid of the, you know, vacant, dilapidated housing, improving the condition of the existing housing stock. And then we talked last night about kind of empowering and mobilizing these neighborhoods to, you know, work on local solutions, you know, block by block. So other communities like Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids have very vibrant, accessible neighborhood associations, and I think that's something that, you know, we're going to be working on this year, is to figure out how to incent that here in Jackson.
Sounded like the theme was pretty positive.
Yeah, I think, you know, the theme was, you know, building opportunity through building community, you know, and cementing a new Jackson Renaissance. I think the stuff that Patty was talking about with the Smart Energy District, I mean, there are going to be, and some of the things that I talked about, there are going to be so many developments going on next year that people are really going to start to see that activity take off. Those are going to be energy efficient buildings. They're going to have, you know, solar panels on top of all the buildings, and that whole, you know, 1.5 acres downtown from Jackson to Blackstone Click to Michigan is going to be that Smart Energy District. It's going to have, you know, be off the grid, you know, powered by itself, and it's going to be a great showcase for the work that we can do to not only rebuild our city, but build it in a more sustainable way. So I think that's really, really exciting.
Well, you can help me, Derek, with my mission, and that is to repair Greenwood between Morrell and Austin Blair Park. That is unbelievable.
Terrible. Well, we have we got about 60% of the streets, and I'm sure people are probably thinking more, that are in, you know, complete disrepair or needing some sort of substantial repair. And one of the things we talked about last year, we put about $5.8 million into street repair, milling and paving and reconstruction. Next year, our projected projects are about double that. So we're going to be doing double the work. You'll see the engineering department very busy. You'll see a lot more orange barrels out there. But we're going to do over $11 million of street work next year. And adding water and sewer onto that is about $17 million, I think. So there's the a lot of work going on next year. We'll have a very, very busy city hall, and, you know, moving some progress out to the neighborhoods.
You may find lost semi trucks in some of those potholes, and on Greenwood. Wow.
Yeah. They're pretty bad for sure. But you know, that's something that's all over, and one of the things that you know, that's been a issue that I've been working on the last couple of years, and as mayor last night tasked a new council member, Colleen Sullivan, with kind of joining a task force and coming up with some sort of a long-term road plan to bring in front of city council so that we can actually explain to the general public how we're going to actually get all our streets fixed, how long that's going to take, and what it's going to cost.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobie's post State of the City address. Any other big issues coming up, Derek?
I think that's it for the city. It sounds like there was a big night last night for both the county and the city. Lots of great, exciting meetings. So if you didn't make one of them, you missed out.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Derek.
Take care. Jackson Mayor Derek Dobie's.